MelanieCole.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
Many dentists and primary care physicians now offer Botox to their patients. However, it's important to realize that not all Botox providers are created equal. In fact, it may be convenient or less expensive to get Botox from a doctor that you frequent, but it doesn't always mean that it's a good idea and that they really truly know what they're doing. My guest is Dr. Greg Wiener. He's a board-certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon who's been practicing at Resurrection Hospital for the past 9 years. Dr. Wiener, welcome to the show. So, Botox, how is this like? I mean, it sounds like we're going to be seeing it over the counter soon. How come it's being offered at your dentist and physicians?
Well, hi, Melanie. Thanks for having me. It's unbelievable. I mean, one of the issues is that anybody with any licensed practitioner can get Botox. So, this is a primary, whether it's primary care, whether it's a dentist. With a prescription, they can get the Botox from the company, directly from the company.
Wow. So are they charging more, less? Is there no difference for us in the charge factor?
Well, it's all across the board. I mean, in most cases, those practitioners, dentists, primary care, at worst, salons, estheticians in salons and things like that, probably are charging lower than what you're going to see in a plastic surgeon's office, in a board certified dermatologist's office, facial plastic surgeon. I mean, there are a wide range of doctors who should be doing this, but they will be charging a little bit more.
Okay, so they'll be charging a little bit more. However, how do we know who's doing it knows what they're doing? I mean, you're a plastic surgeon, you're a reconstructive surgeon.
Right.
Do they have to know? I mean, is there room for a margin of error, Dr. Wiener, in these little shots, the little tiny needles? How do we know they know what they're doing?
Right. I mean, in my mind, there's a subset of doctors who should be doing this. That's your general plastic surgeons, number one, your board certified plastic surgeons, your facial plastic surgeons, who are usually ear, nose, and throat trained. They've got a lot of training. They've got they've got really good residency programs, and they're doing aesthetic and cosmetic surgery, on the head and neck area, and then your dermatologists, who most not all dermatologists, but the majority of them have training on some kind of surgical level. They do minor surgeries on the face, and in some cases they'll do major surgeries on the face as well. And so those three, your facial plastic surgeons, your plastic surgeons, and your dermatologists, especially your surgical dermatologists, they've got the training. They know the anatomy, and what's more, they're doing cosmetic procedures. They're doing aesthetic procedures. So they have an artistic vision as well. I mean, because it's not that you might suffer some kind of catastrophic problem. I mean, it's still possible if you go to somewhere somebody who's not qualified. But more than likely, you're just going to get a substandard result.
Okay, so that's for sure. So our dermatologists may or may not be pretty well qualified. Certainly plastic surgeons. You guys are the ones who started this. You guys
are
the ones who...
And I do think most dermatologists probably are too.
Okay, so yeah, you guys, you and maybe our dermatologists, you're the ones who brought it to the forefront. You know what to do. You
right.
know if it's, if something goes wrong or if it's not,
right.
you're right there.
Right.
So people are trying this as all kinds of, now, boy, they're looking at Botox for so many different things.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any
absolutely.
Of those other things we should worry about now?
Well, I mean, what I'm concerned with is mainly the cosmetic issues. I mean, there are a lot of other, applications for Botox. And, I mean, even, neurologists will use Botox for migraine headaches. And it's FDA approved for that as well. I mean, so there's, remember, I mean, Botox has been around for, 30
yes.
years or 30 years plus. I mean, it really wasn't, approved for the cosmetic uses until the last 15 years or so. But, I mean, it's been used to treat muscle spasm and things like that for a long time. So there are other practitioners who are qualified to use it. But as far as the cosmetic applications go, I mean, really try to limit it to your you know, to your plastic surgeons and your facial plastic surgeons and your derms. I mean, the big issue, I think, is that, number one, anyone can get this, anybody with a license, with a medical license, so it could be a primary care, it could be a dentist, it could be all manner of doctors. And, you know, they can take a weekend course, they can take a couple weekend courses, and feel that they're comfortable to do this. And so you got a lot of people with a lot of different backgrounds, trying to, because the factors of, I mean, what you're going to see as far as downside is usually pretty limited. I mean, even if somebody does make a major mistake, I mean, like I said, it's usually a subpar cosmetic result, not necessarily.
Well, see, that's what I was going to ask you, is that what's the complication factor? The problem if somebody does mess it up a little bit?
Well, if somebody messes up it a little bit, it can be anything from a substandard result, which is what you're usually going to see, which means, you know, maybe the wrinkles aren't adequately corrected, maybe there's some asymmetry, but then you start getting into major things like, you know, if somebody has a droopy eyebrow or even worse, a droopy eyelid, you know, for 3 months, then you've got some major issues. And then you've also, as far as complications go, you've got the practitioners that are on the fringe as far as, you know, maybe some of the salons or maybe some of these people who give the Botox parties, and where are they getting their Botox? I mean, you know, are they getting an online Botox equivalent of some type that may not be pure? It may not be Botox. I mean, or even worse, there was a case in Florida a couple of years ago where they got research grade Botox by mistake via an online company of some kind, and it put several people in the hospital. I mean, basically, the Botox was so powerful that even with small injections, the medication spread through the body and paralyzed muscles completely. So people were unable to breathe. They were placed on ventilators. It was just unbelievable. Yeah, terrible.
Wow. So, you know, those complications notwithstanding, give us your best advice for Botox itself. Where do you think it's going in the future? What do you think? I mean, I have these little lines around my eyes, Dr. Wiener, that I look at, and I've tried a lot of creams and things, and I'm nervous for someone to shoot a needle by my eye.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think it's definitely here to stay. It's a great treatment. It's easy to do. You come in two or three times a year, and it's going to work if it's done by somebody who's qualified to do it. In reality, it's really safe. I mean, the medication, if it's used correctly, is a very, very low chance of causing a problem or paralyzing a muscle that it shouldn't paralyze. And again, it's not a substitute for a facelift. I mean, you're just kind of freshening yourself up. It should be done in a fashion that doesn't freeze the whole top of your face. You know, I mean, people tend to do that too sometimes. I mean, it should be done in a careful, thoughtful manner. And it's easy. That's another thing that you're getting, by the way, with a facial plastic surgeon or a plastic surgeon or a cosmetic dermatologist is you're getting an evaluation and some really thoughtful treatment on how you're going to look better without looking frozen, without looking unusual.
See, and I think that's the secret right there. And we're out of time, but you are such a great, fantastic guest. It's Dr. Greg Wiener. He is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon at Resurrection Hospital in Illinois. So you can visit him, because this is the kind of person who knows what they're doing. So be careful of those Botox injectors out there. Get it from somebody who is board certified, knows what they're doing, can help you with the situation. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. Stay well.